From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Of all the possible ways a person could die, there's one that routinely goes uncovered by the media. That's suicide. In 2010, nearly 800 people in Wisconsin died of suicide. That's 80 more deaths than motor vehicle accidents and homicides combined, the kind of stories most media heavily cover. The La Crosse Suicide Prevention Initiative, formed in 2004, with the idea of tackling a problem that no one seems to talk about. Next Wednesday and Thursday, the group will hold events to bring awareness to suicide and educate the community, mental health professionals, and others who deal with suicide about the uncomfortable issue. Judy Schultz and Matt Strittmatter are involved with the group. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked Strittmatter to talk about the Suicide Prevention Initiative's history.
Probably around 2004 or so, a number of administrators were sitting in a room from the Franciscan Kemp system back then and the Gunderson system in La Crosse County Human Services. And as we were sitting waiting for another meeting, as conversation went, we were talking about just some recent reporting that had happened in the newspaper of a number of individuals that had taken their lives. And as we were just waiting for the meeting to happen, the director of human services just kind of asked, without being able to talk specifics, but are we working with these people? I mean, we're in the healthcare industry. Are we touching these people? And it really seemed like we weren't. Like these folks that were taking their lives weren't part of our helping systems. And so our director asked, maybe we should just sort of sit down and see if anybody wants to talk about this. And then it really took off from there. We had the help of the Mental Health Coalition of the Greater La Crosse area to sort of ask organizations and community members, do people want to talk about this? Is there energy out there to see if we can make a difference in the community? And over the course of the next few months, I think we had two very large focus meetings and over 30 organizations, community members, faith-based organizations, provider systems, very interested to sit down. It bothered a lot of people. And from that, we took a look at the Wisconsin framework for suicide prevention, which is really a basic framework of things communities can do, which is based off the national framework, which is basically saying what states can do. And it all comes down to the local level is where things need to happen. And so from these focus groups, we had a small number of very passionate individuals who said we'd like to get together each month or more often and just see what we can do. And the larger focus groups gave us a challenge of trying to work on the idea of talking about it, really just this notion that suicide is a problem, it's preventable, and there's things we can do at the local level. And that's where it started about 8 years ago. And since then, there has been a real growth in individuals. We went from probably 3-4 people that would get together sitting in a small room, and now there's probably 20 to 30 people where we need to find more chairs and probably need to get a bigger room, really talking about what can we do over the course of this next year? How do we talk about it? What forums do we use? We've tried all kinds of interesting things. We had floats in the Oktoberfest parade, which seems, kind of different. Why would you have a float in a big parade that's talking about suicide? But I wasn't there that day, but I heard amazing things about individuals who are walking along with cards of resources and little lifesavers on it and all the little stories they would hear from people as they walked on the parade route about, thanks for talking about it. Things like that, to the Rotary Lights displays, to these suicide prevention training summits, to these awareness event days, community fair activities, speakers.
Just putting it out there, and I assume that's what's needed.
You just don't hear about it. You hear in the paper when someone has taken their life.
Maybe.
Yeah. But you probably hear more often that there's, West Nile virus, which of course is a large issue. But you hear a lot about 6 individuals in the state of Wisconsin or whatever the number might be that have, had this. You don't necessarily hear about 800 individuals that have taken their lives. So, yeah, people don't talk about it. They usually haven't, and that's one of the biggest things we try to do is talk about it, because if you don't recognize it, if you don't acknowledge that it exists, then we'll never get past trying to figure out as a way we can make it better.
I know very little about suicide. It seems like a very final act to take, but are most people successful in the first try, or are you literally able to identify a population of people who are, for lack of a better term, repeat attempters?
There are populations. There are dynamics that would suggest a person's more at risk. There are certain kinds of mental health diagnoses like depression or schizophrenia that will lend themselves from the potential daily impact of those that might make an individual more likely to be considering this. There is certainly what we've heard about in the various kinds of news media, but the armed forces. Even if I have this correct, even just simply being in the armed forces today puts you at a much higher rate, whether you've been deployed or not, than the general population. Family history, significant life losses, significant stressors, and you know, if you look at the economy, the impact that individuals, many have had with changes in household incomes, changes in hopes and dreams, those are all suggested and commonly agreed on populations that are at higher risk. But even once you get into that, once there's risk categories, it still varies by different kinds of people. Men, you know, middle-aged men especially, don't usually ask for help. Others aren't usually asking. They certainly usually aren't talking to each other about how's your mental health and things like that. I mean, it just isn't something. Statistically, that's one of the populations that would have, I guess what you would say, is a rate of taking their own lives that would be higher than a lot of other individuals. But there's other populations that might engage in kinds of behaviors, and maybe they aren't, I guess you'd say, successful by taking their lives, but they may try more often. It's a huge, huge clinical world of the intent behind it and things like that.
Judy Schultz, you've been involved with this from more or less the beginning.
Yes.
How did you come to get involved?
Well, actually, a friend of mine saw an article in the paper regarding the initiative and that they were looking for community members, and asked if I'd like to go to a meeting. And since I was diagnosed with major depression in 2002 and have had my own struggles, and as I got better, I realized I wanted to help people. And having been at that point where I felt there was no hope to go on and had thoughts of suicide, did not attempt, was getting help, saw myself, got through the darkness, I knew I wanted to help people. And also, no one was talking about mental health issues. What I say as a joke is I never got the memo that I was to be ashamed of my disease until I was in the hospital and talked to other patients, and they did not let anyone know they were in the hospital, that they were sick, that they were struggling. I told everybody, and all I received was support and love. And so I just felt this was a way I could reach out to help other people, to tell my story, and to get involved in the community, because I feel we all have something to share, and we can make the community better by helping each other.
As you've learned more about this, are you more common or less common amongst people who at one time or another have considered themselves suicidal by your willingness to talk about it? Are you more common or less common?
Less common, in more ways than one probably, but no, people don't want to talk about it. There's such a stigma attached to mental health issues, and that's what part of our group is. Our mission is to break that stigma. It's like any other disease. It's like cancer. It's like high blood pressure. It's like anything else. It's a disease. And so we just trying to get that across to people so more people are talking about it. And if I start talking, inevitably someone will say, oh, I've dealt with that. My son's dealing with that. My aunt, my grandmother. It has affected every family.
How have you noticed a change since the initiative started?
The community awareness and the support we're receiving has been phenomenal. I think it's a subject that people were wanting something done about, and when someone decided to do something about it, they said, okay, we'll get on board. So that's been wonderful. We've been very well received.
Is it common for communities to start suicide prevention initiatives like this?
I don't think it's common at all. In Wisconsin, There is a state-supported effort, which is very nice. I think I'll probably get the name wrong, but it's like Prevent Suicide Wisconsin. And that has been an effort that began almost at the same time we did. And through that kind of umbrella organization, they are trying to outreach and talk to other communities. But most places, people want to do something about it, but it's like, what do you do, and how do you actually make something happen? You know, there wasn't dollars attached to this when we started, and there aren't a lot of places that, you know, you have lots of people that just know what to do about an idea and take it forward. So I'm not sure how many local organizations there really are, but I think we're pretty rare to have this many different kinds of provider systems and interested community members and individuals willing to say, I've been there and I've been through this. I think there's probably only a handful in the state of Wisconsin that really are sort of where we're at.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. Our guests today include Judy Schultz. She is a board member for the La Crosse Suicide Prevention Initiative. Matt Strittmatter, he is a mental health recovery services manager for La Crosse County. He's also involved in the La Crosse Suicide Prevention Initiative. There are a few taboos in society, but suicide is certainly one of them. Is that the goal of this group, is to no longer have suicide be seen as a taboo in the Quilly region?
The main goal, hopefully, as we recognize something, talk about it more. I don't want to say you can normalize it, because it's such a horrible place to be for someone that this kind of action is what they need to do. But I think my answer would probably be yes more than anything else, to be able to have conversations about whether it's the risk factors of it or how a family got through. Each time, I mean, I've heard so many families talk at our awareness event. The purpose when we have that event isn't necessarily for families to get together and share their stories and find support, but it's one of the pieces of why that night is so special. But when people are able to talk and understand that so many others have gone through it, and maybe it was a grandfather, maybe it was a son or a daughter, maybe it was a loved one, maybe it was just a good friend, but one individual, when they take their lives, touches so many others. And you can't not talk about the whole world of it. We talk when one of our loved ones loses their life to something like cancer. Of course we talk about it, and we need to talk about it because it affects all of us. We have to be able to talk about this too, and so that means we got to get past the stigma and back the and past the taboo status. But I mean, we just really need to, if we're going to recognize, you know, whether it's the number of individuals in La Crosse County or statewide, there are so many people who lose their lives. You can't not talk about it.
The suicide rate has fluctuated in recent years. What do you take from that? You know, maybe it's a lot higher or lower than it was 5 years ago. Is there anything you can take from an annual snapshot of the suicide rate, either in the state of Wisconsin or nationally, or what we're seeing in La Crosse County?
I think there haven't been a lot of numbers to try to analyze for so long. Even in trying to gather our local numbers, we get different numbers. Even some individuals locally that decide whether or not they're going to classify something as suicide or not think very carefully about that because of the message that might send with it. I don't have more of an answer locally. I've been in the mental health field in the La Crosse area for the past 18 years. Certainly isn't less of an issue than it used to be. I'm not sure if it's more of an issue, but the overall number of individuals we serve as a community with some pretty significant mental health is not going down and is probably going up. The local emergency rooms have a lot of individuals with some significant mental health and that are talking about some of the risk factors. The 211 system fields, I think, thousands of calls on a crisis line. At Human Services, we have anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 mobile crisis contacts per year. And the numbers going into the local hospital on the inpatient unit are not going down. There's a tremendous amount of need. How does that translate to understanding the numbers? I don't know, but I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm excited, but I'm happy that we're trying to put that picture together. Is there something we can recognize? It's hard for me to believe, with all the community energy of talking about this, the training that we've done, the gatekeeper training, the information that's been put out there, the local resources we have in the La Crosse area versus a lot of the areas in our region, it's hard to believe that we haven't prevented something. I wish I knew exactly how many, because people tell us we're making a difference, but I don't know.
There's a summit that's coming up a week from today. Who is this summit designed for?
It's actually designed for many different groups in the community, healthcare professionals, the clergy, the police department, the community in general, families who have possibly faced issues, students. So it's really open to everybody and designed for everybody.
Could one of you talk about some of the details? You still have space for people if they want to sign up. How can they do that, and what can they expect?
The summit is on Thursday, September 13th. It's at the La Crosse Center. It starts at 8:30, so registration, I believe, starts at 7:30 in the morning. The cost is $75, and they can expect a day of expert speakers, personal stories, lunches included. And they'll go away with a better understanding of suicide prevention and tools to help them.
As it's put together, we really hope that it's a mix. There's been months of activity trying to figure out who do we even invite, who has something to say that people want to listen to, whether it's a clinical angle to use that a provider locally might be interested in. I think one of our main keynote speaker really has an idea of how systems of care can do what he calls perfect depression care. Really easily in his mind, and I haven't heard his presentation, but our systems can be designed in a way that naturally will allow us to address a lot of these risk factors. I would imagine for providers and such, that's going to be tremendously interesting. But we also really try to make sure there's just something. There's different tracks that people can choose from. Some speak to family members. Some are panels talking about some personal experience, whether from a provider standpoint or family member standpoint. I believe we're making sure we're trying to still have something that's relevant to groups like law enforcement, to groups from school systems working with the younger population. It's really hard to try to offer something that anyone might be interested in, but we're really trying to make sure that there's a whole variety of topics. The state group that I had mentioned that's trying to be an umbrella, they're here to talk about what they're doing on a statewide basis, all the way down, I think, to some real sort of more clinically oriented, how does substance abuse risk factors have to do with this? How do you deal with that? Really trying to pull off the near to impossible to be able to speak to anyone who thinks they might want to come.
Matt Stripmotter is the Mental Health Recovery Services Manager for the La Crosse County Human Services Department. Judy Schultz is a board member of the La Crosse Suicide Prevention Initiative. They talked about suicide and a series of events next week in La Crosse designed to bring awareness to suicide. There will be a pre-conference workshop at UW-La Crosse next Wednesday and a free community event Wednesday night in La Crosse's Riverside Park. Next Thursday, there will be a day-long conference at the La Crosse Center featuring former NFL quarterback Eric Hipple, who wrote a book about his battle with mental illness. On next week's Newsmakers, we'll talk with UW System Board of Regents President and La Crosse attorney, Brent Smith, about the future of higher education in Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.